village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, if you haven't figured it out, this conference is on Thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God, even in our trials and in our desolations. I want to talk about Thanksgiving because it's my favorite holiday. I absolutely love fall, I mentioned, is my favorite time of year, and then it's capped off by Thanksgiving. There's just something that sticks in my mind as romantic about Thanksgiving. There's the football, there's the leaves crumbling, the sound of those crunchy leaves. I will go out of my way to go step on a crunchy leaf. I don't know if that's like you, but if there's one on the ground and it looks like it's crunchy, I'm going to go step on it. And usually that happens around Thanksgiving. Seeing these bean fields out here, the gold, soon those will be picked and they'll be gold caressed by dirt and black. Deer hunting season, Nebraska, Oklahoma football, Nebraska, Colorado football, Nebraska, Iowa football. Hopefully that is still going to be the case. Black Friday football. Thanksgiving, food, family. And then just the thought of Thanksgiving, thanking your blessings, counting your blessings, and being thankful for it. I absolutely love the holiday. Even though it's not like the most religious, it certainly has its roots in religion. And the theme of it is perfect. The thankful heart is the Christian heart. The Christian heart is a thankful heart. The Eucharist itself, Eucharistia, the meaning of that word is thanksgiving. I absolutely love Thanksgiving. But have you ever wondered why Thanksgiving is placed right before winter? I mean, certainly we can look at the historical events and we could talk about the harvest and all that kind of stuff, the pilgrims and the natives getting together and counting their blessings and counting the harvest. But think about it in a more spiritual way. Here we are getting ready to encounter winter. And what is winter? It's dark. It's dank. It's death. Everything that we've had is now taken away. The green is gone. The sunlight is not there anymore. It's not there as much. It's cold, it's cranky, and don't we get depressed in winter months? Most people do. And it's scientifically proven that one of the most depressing parts of the year is that time of winter. There's just something treacherous about winter. I don't look forward to it because, you know, if you live in Lincoln, you got to put up with those streets never being cleared off. It just puts you in a bad mood. Winter, and winter in Nebraska is certainly harsh. The wind seemingly going on for days, never getting a non-windy day, and just the bitter chill ripping at your flesh every morning. And that's what you have to look forward to. Waking up and encountering the elements and encountering the darkness. Yet before winter, we have this season of Thanksgiving, this holiday of Thanksgiving. And before we head off into the darkness, before we head on into the desolation, we simply count our blessings. And it's as if we're storing our blessings before we go into hibernation. There's something very, very, very Christian about that. When you're heading into a tough time, when you're heading into desolation, when you're in the midst of desolation, when you're in the midst of darkness, and when you're in the midst of your winter, You go back to remember what you have to give thanks for, the little things. And maybe that's why we have Thanksgiving. Maybe God allowed Thanksgiving for some reason because he knew how bad the winter would be in this hemisphere. And he knew that there would be depression. And he knew that winter kind of beats us up a little bit. Yet before you head into that winter, let's count all of the blessings that you do have so that you can remember that I am still with you. That my presence will always be with you no matter what. And you can take that and you can put it into a microcosm of sorts. In your desolation, when you feel abandonment, go to the very root of what the Christian life is. The Eucharist. Thanksgiving. I like to take out my beads on my best days, which aren't very many anymore. Okay. Take out that rosary and use it as a counter. And review your day, day by day, especially when you're down and depressed. Especially when you're in the midst of your desolation. And count 50 things that you're thankful for throughout the day. The first thing, I woke up. I'm alive. Look, there's a blessing. I'm sleeping on a bed. Not everybody can say that. There's a blessing. I have a pillow. Well, there's a blessing. The first thing I look at, my alarm clock. I've got electricity. There's another blessing. You roll out of bed and you walk to running water and electricity and you've got shaving cream. Not everyone has that. Are you thankful for your deodorant today? You better be. I know your neighbor is. Are you thankful for your toothpaste? Are you thankful for plumbing? Just start to review how many blessings are in your day. We as humans have a tendency to look at big things. We compare ourselves to Hollywood actors. We see ourselves, we see pictures of ourselves 10 years ago, and maybe we don't look as good, or maybe we're not making as much money, and before you know it, the sky is falling. But look at all the little blessings that we have. We have food. We have shelter. We have the ability to attend Mass every day. We have priests that actually speak English. We have education. We have neighbors. We have family. We have friends. All of those things. Yet, do we ever go to the Lord to simply say thank you for that? There's a rule in the spiritual life, a practice in the spiritual life, that not many people do. Whatever you're thankful for in the present day, make sure you say thanks for it somewhere during the day, knowing that whatever you don't give thanks to God for, that day can be taken from you the next. Try doing that. I'm willing to bet you'll probably have upwards of 500 blessings that you count that you're actually thankful for. Gas in my car, oil in my car, a car, air in my tires, safety and travel. Give thanks to God, and in your desolation, you can actually see some of the blessings that he has blessed you with and use that like a checking account. I still have stuff to be thankful for. I still have God in my life. I am not completely abandoned here. And see yourself and change the lens, so to speak. Certainly don't deny your sufferings, but don't forget your blessings. A great German priest, I believe, Meister Eckhart, says something to the effect that if the only prayer that we ever pray is simply, thank you, that will be good enough. If the only prayer that we ever pray is a simple thank you to God, that will be enough. Whatever darkness you might have, whatever desolation you may be encountering, you're not alone. But also remember that you're not alone in giving thanks. Count the little blessings in life, and what that does is simply let you, it allows God to be in your life. And it reminds us that God has not abandoned us. God is always with us. And he will break that darkness if you see the little light that is shining through. Oh, mother texted me again. I'm sorry. For all you have given me, my God, I thank you. For all you have withheld from me, my God, I thank you. For all you have withdrawn from me, my God, I thank you. For all you have permitted me, my God, I thank you. For all you have prevented me, my God, I thank you. For all the sincere friends you have given me, my God, I thank you. For all you have forgiven me, my God, I thank you. For all you have prepared for me, my God, I thank you. For the death you have chosen for me, my God, I thank you. For the place you are keeping for me in heaven, my God, I thank you. For having created me to love you for eternity, my God, I thank you. My God, I thank you for all things. And may I live and may I die, always thanking you. Amen. The reflection questions for this conference are on that other table just across from the previous table. And it has a little reminder in there to maybe count 50 blessings throughout the day, daily, so that some of that spiritual cloud might be lifted by the light of Christ.